Okay, fine. So let's roll. Valoyev Kenu Besudarin, you're not allowed to go ahead and wrap it in towels that were heated by the sun. And this that we have in a Mishnah, this Mishnah is coming up later on. One is allowed to put cooked foods inside a pit, so it doesn't get spoiled. You're allowed to put a bottle of good water in middle of a pit of bad water, but it's cold, so you will cool down. There's no isser of putting something in the fridge, basically. You're allowed to put cold water into the sun, so it will heat up. Let me rub you. You see, there's a Mishnah, basically, the Gemara says, in Daf Kuf Memvav, that says that you're allowed to cook in the sun. Are you telling me that this Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi's opinion? V'lei Rabbanan? Amar Rav Nachman, no. Bechama de kuliyam alei pligi, like we said in the Mishnah. Bechama in the actual sun, de kuliyam alei pligi de shari. It is permitted to put something in the sun. Betoldus are in secondary fire, not sun, but secondary fire, like a hot pot of water. That's Kli Rishon. Kuliyam alei pligi de aser. Everybody agrees that it is aser. That's the whole concept of Kli Rishon. Kli pligi betoldus achama. Where do we argue in toldus chama? Secondary sun. Marisover Gazrin and told us Chama to told us R. This one says that we make a gzera. Secondary sun is no. In other words, if you have a pot of hot water, we don't know if it was heated by a fire, in which case it's Asur D'Oraisa, or heated by the sun, in which case it's Mutter. So since you're not able to tell the difference where this hot water got its heat from, we made a gzera. And Rabbi Yaisi says, no, we don't make a gzera. Marisover Loi Gazrin. That's the machlokes in our Mishnah. Whether or not we gezer secondary sun. Says the Gemara, "V'loyut menenu b'chol." You're not allowed to hide it in the sun. Says, frankly, the Gemara, "V'liflik nami Rabbi Yosi b'ha." Why does Rabbi Yosi seemingly agree with this line that you're not allowed to place it in the ground? He says you're allowed to put it in a towel that was heated by the sun. So why can't you put it in the sand? If you're on the beach, we all know the feeling of stepping on hot sand. You're basically run, bah! You're all excited for the hot sand, and then you know you spend the rest of the day putting aloe vera gel on the bottom of your feet. So what? Why? Because the sand gets so hot. Says Rabbi Yosi, you're not allowed to put it in the sand. Why not? That's told us a chama. Says the Gemara. Gemara gives two explanations. Rabbah says it's nothing to do with cooking. There you were violating hatmana. You surrounded it with sand. We're scared that you're going to go ahead and do hatmana with coals. So you violated hatmana. A second explanation is, Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Nation mazes offer me mekaymai. No. Because we're scared it nothing to do with cooking. We're scared you're going to dig a hole. The problem is digging. It's chayfer. You're going to move earth and dig. My benai, what's the difference? Ika benai, offer tichuach. The difference is the example that I said of real sand, like very, very loose sand. Sometimes you go to a beach that has really, really good loose sand. You pick up a scoop of sand and you literally don't even see it in the ground. There's no hole to make. In that case, there's no digging. If it's afer tichuch, if it's really, really loose sand, it's not like you dug a hole. In that case, there's no problem of digging, but there is still a problem of hatmana. So if the problem was hatmana, so then Rabbi Yosi will assert over there also. If the problem was digging, so then by really good sand, really loose sand, it's no problem.
Why isn't there a problem with digging and really loose sand?
Because if you pick up some sand, there is absolutely no indent in the ground. There's no, you didn't do anything. In order to be considered digging, there has to be some sort of hole that you left in the ground.
So there's no harisha on really soft sand.
Right.
And the reasoning is that every time you try to make a groove, it flattens itself out?
Yeah. Even if you could see a tiny groove, but it's not, you could blow and it will go away. So that's not considered it's not considered digging. Meisvei says the Gemara, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Megalgalin Be'al Gabe Gagroi Seach, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, it's permitted to roast an egg on a hot roof, Ve'in Megalgalin Be'al Gabe Sidroi Seach, but you're not allowed to roast it on a bucket of material that has been cooked. In other words, told us or on tar that has been heated. So now, Bishlam Adamanda Omer Gzeira Shema Yatmin Beremetz, according to the one who says that it's a Gzeira that you might come to do. You might come to do hatmana on lekel mixer. There's no gezerah on a roof. There's nothing to do with hatmana over there. Elamanda Amar Benisha Mazes offer Mimakaimer. But according to the one who says that the problem is you might come to dig a hole. So remember, roofs back then were not, at this point, the Gemara thinks that the roof was like a dirt roof. So why is it mutter to do on a dirt roof? Ligzer stam ga, ligzer, we should make a gezeira. Why aren't we concerned that you might come to go ahead and dig a hole in the roof? And the Gemara says, stam gag, let's be offer. No, roofs do not have earth. There's no such thing as an earth roof, unless you're in a cave. So there's no such thing as an earth roof. Usually you have tiles there or wood or whatever you built your house out of. So therefore there's no gezeira that you're going to come and put it in the ground. Tashma, the Gemara comes. So, it's a good question. It must be that the towels you placed on top of the towels. Okay? The Gemara asks a question. Tashma, Maisa Sha'asu Anshi Tiberia. There was a story that the people in Tiberia went ahead, this is quoting the rest of the Mishnah, and they brought a tube of cold water and they channeled it through the hot waters of the Tiberias springs. Through a bathtub of chamin. So now, says the Gemara, this is a continuation of the previous thought of do not put it in sand. So if the gzeira is do not, that they might come to do hatmana. So then the next case of running a tube of water through the hot water, running a tube of cold water through the hot water in order to heat it up, makes sense. It looks like you're being matmanit. It's passing through. It's being surrounded by the hot water. But according to the one who says that the problem is that you are running, the problem is that you might come to dig. What shaykhis does this have? There's no digging with these waters. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a continuation of that sentence. Misavit Maisa Tiberi a Seifa Koi? Maisa Tiberi wasn't going on the Seifa, a continuation of the case of digging. It was going on the Reisha of Toldus Chama. A Reisha Koi. It says, Lo Yav Ke'enu B'Sudarin. You're not allowed to heat up the egg by putting it on towels. Rabbi Yossi says it's Mutter. And on that story, the Rabbanan said, but why then did the Rabbanan Aser in Tiberia to go ahead and use the hot springs of Tiberia to heat up water? According to you, that secondary sun is mutter, it should be mutter to use secondary sun for, it should be mutter to use the Tiberias hot springs. Because isn't the Tiberias hot springs heated up by the sun? Isn't the Maisa Tiberia considered a secondary sun, and yet the Rabbanan and Tiberia answered it? So we see not like you. We see that secondary sun is prohibited. And this line is unbelievable. Amar lahu, that's not secondary sun. Told us the Chama is the hot water springs of Tiberia are secondary fire. Hahu told us Arhu. It's not secondary sun. It's secondary fire. It's a din of a clear rishon. The chalfi apischa de gehenim, because it goes and it gets heated up by the fires of gehenim. That's where you want to know where the heat of the hot of the Tiberias spring comes from. The heat of the waters in the Tiberias spring is because it passes through next to gehenim. So there are many people who say that Gehenim isn't real fire, it's allegorical, it's not real, whatever. I have two Gemaras, this Gemara and another Gemara, that are Beferish, that say that it's actual real fire. It's human, with our understanding, real fire. That's the Gemara, it's a Mefurish Gemara. I don't know how the people who say that, you know, if they have any real source, I don't know how they explain these Gemaras. But he says clearly that it's a... And also, it's somewhere on the planet. It's not like, they had this thing, you could Google it, because they have the recording on YouTube somewhere, but they had this recording where somebody in Russia, they drilled the deepest hole in the ground. When they were drilling it, they made a joke. They said that they suddenly started to hear people screaming, and they said that they drilled by mistake into the purgatory. And into Gehenna. So they released the tape to the public, and And it was people screaming and loud noises and everything. If you want, you could hear it on YouTube. Anyways, so eventually it was found to be a hoax. And it was just they found out which movie the screams were taken from, and it was just replayed and added a mix of things. But Lemaisa, in the end of the day, there really is a place on Earth somewhere that is called Ganem, that the bodies roast, or the souls roast them. And in that place, this Gemara and another Gemara are clearly indicative of that. Okay. Amar of Chizda. Mimayis she'asu anchi deberi va'asuhu rabbanon bitla hatmana bedavar hamayis of hevel. From the fact that that the rabbanon, taking the second pshat of the Gemara, from the fact that the rabbanon asered the waters that ran through. Again, they had a pipe that ran through the Tiberius waters, and that pipe heated up the cold waters that were running through the pipe. And the rabbanon asered it. We see that they asered you from doing hatmana. He went with that explanation on things that added heat to the cooked food. I feel me by yom, even if you set it up me by yom while it was still day. Amar ula halacha ka anshe teberi, the halacha follows anshe teberi that it is mutter. However, amalei Rav Nachman kvar tavrinu anshe teberi lesilu naihu. No, they already broke their whole contraption there. They broke it. They don't say the halachas like them. They themselves were makabel the psak that it's usher, and therefore there's no reason to paskin like them. Okay.
What does it mean that the halacha is like the anshe teberi?
The halacha is like that it would be mutter to do such hatmana.
On a mois of hevel.
Yeah.
On Shabbos.
Yes. But lemaisa, the Gemara comes out, it's not true. The halacha is not like that. Rav Nachman says they themselves were already makabel the psak not. And that's how we paskin. It is prohibited to do hatmana on something that adds hevel. All right. Since we're already here, let's just finish off the daf. Maisa onto anshe teberi my rechitza. It says that the rabbanan said depends on when you did it. If you did it on Shabbos, it's also to do rechitza, and it's also to do to eat it. If you did it on Yantiv, then it's also rechitza, but it's mutter to eat. So, my rechitza, what does it mean, washing? Ilem rechitza is called gufa, it's mutter to wash your whole, that we're talking about washing your whole body. Ella, it's mashma, the Gemara says that, oh, if it's like hot water that was heated on Shabbos, and it's also to wash your whole body with hot water that was heated on Shabbos. Ella says the Gemara, chamin shehuchmu b'Shabbos hu asurin. If it was specifically, if it was heated on Shabbos, it's asur. Ha chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos is mutar, but if it was hot water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, it's mutar. But ha'tani, we have a brice which states not like that. Chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos, if you have hot water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, l'machar, the next day, reichitz behen pan of yadav v'raglav, the next day, you're allowed to wash your hands and your face and your feet with it, av aloikal guva, but you can't wash your whole body. Ella says the Gemara, it means washing even your hands, face, and your hands, feet, and face. Ella panav yada v'raglav. So the Gemara says, so it must mean that it's hot water that was heated on Shabbos, and you can't even use it for washing your hands. Says the Gemara, ema seifa. But then let's look at the seifa. It says, and if you did it on Yantif, then it's like hot water that was heated on Yantif, and you can't use it to wash. But on Yantiv, it's mutter to heat up hot water to wash your hands. This, by the way, is the sugya of taking a shower on Yantiv, which is very nogea, for 3-day Yantivs especially. About 2-day Yantiv also. Let us say we have a stomach like Beishamai. A person is not allowed to heat up hot water for his feet unless he makes it that it's able to drink. You're not allowed to heat up water just for non-eating purposes. If you heat up water for eating purposes, then you can use it to wash. But you can't heat it up to wash. Beisil says it's mutter. So are you telling me that our Mishnah follows Beishamai? Amar v'ika bar Chananya. No, we're talking about not taking a bath by going in. We're talking about taking a shower. It's talking about taking a shower. And this is the following Tanya. The Tanya, lo yishtatef adam kol gufay bein b'cham bein b'tzoyin and divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you're not allowed to wash. You're not allowed to take a shower on Shabbos or Yom Tov, whether it's hot water or cold water. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. Rabbi Huda Amar says it depends. B'chamin with hot water it's aser, but tzoyin it's mutter. So we're not going to get into filtering down halacha lemaisa and how it filters down. But lemaisa, it comes out from the sugyas in the Gemara that it's usher to take a shower on Yantif because it's not a davar that everybody does. So therefore, you can't turn on the hot water for that on Yom Tov. That being said, there are other issues. It's too long to get this, an hour shiur at least, to get through exactly how the halacha filters down like this. But l'mayis, in the end of the day, you cannot take a shower. However, we put out a halacha encounters last year. If anybody wants, I could forward it to them. And I promote this, even though I got screamed at it by Rabbi first. But l'mayisa, we paskin that you're allowed to turn on the shower to wash dishes. So because dishes is part of eating. So you turn on the shower to wash dishes, to hot. And once the hot water's on, you're allowed to take a shower. That's a chop, how to take a shower. At first, was not appreciative of it. But if anybody wants, I could forward them the halachic encounters. So we're just going to learn the basic Gemara over here. There's these long tesisim over here. There's a shitas Rambam. There's a lot of raid over here. Exactly how to learn the Gemara, but we're just going to do Rashi over here. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda Machlekes Bekli. The Machlekes is only taking a bath in a kettle, in a huge kettle. Abel Bekarka, but if it's in a pit, Dibri HaKol Mutter, everybody agrees that it's Mutter. And nobody is going to suspect you that of you heated it up. Nobody's going to suspect you of having it heated up today. V'ha says the Gemara, v'ha'maisa d'anshi t'beri, v'karka havi, v'asik l'rabbanan. What do you mean? The maisa v'anshi t'beri was running through hot waters in the ground. And nevertheless, the Rabbanan acid it. Ella I itmar says the Gemara, hachi itmar, if anything was stated, it was stated as follows. Machlekes b'karka, the machlekes is in the ground. Avo b'kli, but if it's through a, if it's in a kettle, if it's in a big cauldron, where people will think that you heated it up today, d'bri akol, it's aser. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there's a difference between taking a shower in hot water or cold water. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Beferish Shamilacha or Michlola Shamilacha? Did you hear that Beferish, that Halacha follows him, or do you just infer that from a different place? He says, why, where would I have inferred that from? My Klala. The Amar of Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Amar Ko Makim Sha'ata Moitza Shnayim Chalkan. He says from the following din, there's a general rule that tells us anytime you have two people arguing, which we have in this case, Reb Meir says hot and cold is usser, Reb Shimon says hot and cold is mutter, and you have a person in the middle, you go like the middle psak. Ve'echad machria, halacha gedivrei hamachria. The halacha follows the person in the middle. Chutz mikoli matlanias. Except for the case of at the end of the first parak when we discussed those small little cloths that you used, that you designated for, you know, washing down your car or whatever. Sha'afal bisha Rabbi Elazar Machmer, even though Rabbi Elazar was Machmer on both cases, it doesn't matter where you threw it, and except in the Ashba, Rabbi Yeshua was Mekel, Rabbi Akiva Machmer Chria, Rabbi Akiva was in the middle, the halacha over there does not follow Rabbi Akiva, ain't halacha kedivrei Machria, but everywhere else the halacha follows the middle opinion. So, first of all, just explaining that case, why not? Chazad the Rabbi Akiva Talmud, who, first of all, because Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud, and second of all, the Oid, Ha'hadr Be'i Rabbi Akiva, the Gavad Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Akiva eventually retracted his opinion. So, says the Gemara, though, we see that the halacha does not follow that opinion. But over here, the halacha would follow the middle opinion. So the Gemara says, maybe that's where I got it from, V'im Mechlo Lamai, and if I got it from there, then who cares? The Gemara says, no, because that rule is only by Mishnayos. Dilma hani mila b'mastisin, avo b'braisa, this rule that you follow the middle ground maybe doesn't follow. Maybe that rule only follows Mishnayos, but not braisas. So he says, amale ana b'feirish shamili. I heard it b'feirish. Don't worry about it. I heard b'feirish that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so we have successfully completed Tubla. I think, first of all, have a great yontif, everybody. I think Friday, Mr. Shem will be back here at 6 o'clock. Never know, Mashiach might come. But if we are in the same situation, then we'll be here, Mr. Shem, on Friday. If we have time, maybe we'll try to cover Tublat also. And then Sunday we'll do our regular Tublat. And then if we do Monday Tublat also, then we will be fully caught up. So I'm hoping either Monday, Tuesday, one of the next couple days, we'll cover Tublat, and then we'll be able to be on target. Definitely by the end of next week, one of the days we'll do Tublat. All right, have a great Yom Tov, everybody.